Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, the Bruins putting some pressure on deep, and it's that top line again. Lindholm. With the tie-up, Tage Thompson's got a breakaway. Takes the pass. Deek scores! Tage TNT Thompson! What a goal! 5-3 Sabres!
Buffalo Sabres. They keep winning.
How are they not officially dead? Great question. I have no idea.
It's a great question. Although, with that being said, the season is now on life support. It has been.
Because the Canadians, for some reason, keep winning.
Yes. So that is their magic number. I've seen it all over Twitter now, so this is not an original thought by me, but their magic number is 2.
Blood is going to start dripping out of my ears from the anger that I have about the Sabres not solving the Montreal Canadiens, so let's not.
If Montreal wins any of their remaining games, Sabres
or
are
if the
out.
Sabres lose in regulation in Sabres, any of their games.
Yes.
It's officially over, and year 14 becomes official like a ref with a whistle.
Fun part about it, Montreal's on a 5-game win streak. The Sabres are on a 4-game win streak.
Thanks, I hate it.
Both teams are playing very, very well. And if you look at Montreal's remaining schedule, Detroit at home, at Ottawa, at Toronto, Chicago, and Carolina both at home.
Despite the fact that they settled 3 entire months into last place in the Eastern Conference, actually 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 entire months of being in last place in the Eastern Conference. They are not the first, not even the second, nor the third team eliminated in their conference. Boston, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh all have been eliminated before Buffalo now.
Who would have thunk it? We were talking about that before we came on here today. Boston, just 2 years ago, the historic regular season.
Legitimately hilarious. Yeah.
Then they lose that opening series to Florida. And since then, it's been all downhill.
Oh, the Hurricanes helped them break their streak? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina continues to give us nothing in the world of hockey.
But it is wild to see Boston having fallen this far. I mean, they're not even just a middling team. They're atrocious.
Yeah. So the Sabres lost 13 straight. That's going to be the season best now this year because Boston had lost 10 in a row. Then Carolina goes ahead and just decides, we don't like to play hockey this day. You can have this. And ready? Watch. Tomorrow night, they're going to show up and just like beat the brakes off the Sabres for no reason.
Well, I don't like how you say it like that. I mean,
because Carolina is still a franchise that is poison to me.
It's probably going to stay around for a while.
Forget about playing in Carolina, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's just always been a disaster for a decade.
They're at home, though, tomorrow.
Cool. That makes me feel somewhat better.
Been playing very well at home.
I do want them to just beat Carolina, just to beat Carolina at this point. I don't even care anymore.
21-14-3 at home, by the way, for the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah. And you've won 14 of your last 18 at home.
Mm-hmm. Flip that, though, on the road. They're 13-22-3.
Yeah. Road Sabres has become the new thing this year, and that's not good. I don't like that road Sabres is a bad thing, because 2 years ago,
very good
funny
thing.
How 2 years ago things are so vastly different. They were great on the road, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact. And it was home when they weren't wearing the goat heads where they were an active problem.
That's right. We did have a run there with the goat heads where they wore like 7 times and they were 7-0 or whatever that was.
It was also just they couldn't win with any other jersey at
mm-hmm,
home.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't. They did the reverse retro. That didn't do so hot. They would do their normal blues. That was not going well. And then they would just so happen to be wearing those goat head jerseys, and they would be winning games, and typically in dominant fashion. It was weird.
It's been a very
and all you
could
do is throw your hands up and say, that's one hell of a coincidence.
Yeah, it's been a very, very weird season.
Oh, my God. Don't
Which,
get me started.
It's not really that weird for the Sabres. That's just kind of par for the course. It really is for them.
Yeah.
But they are winning at the end of the year. They've done this a few times. It is something, though, that usually they do send you on somewhat, as much as it can be, a good feeling going into the offseason.
What did I say? About the end of the year. Give me things to attach to.
Mm-hmm.
UPL, not helping your case, big dog. The Sabres needed to score at least 4 again to make sure that they got away with it, because there were times where I was like, I don't know what you're doing against Boston. I had no idea where he's going on that first goal. That second goal is you're the penalty killer that needs to perform the best as the goaltender, and he's not. And it just... That said, there is a new thing to attach to. I think Zach Benson's made the jump.
Think so?
I think so. He's got that dogged determination that works perfectly for a pair of skilled players like Kulik and Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Tage's first goal is a product of Zach Benson forcing a turnover, feeding it to the slot, and Tage is open enough to be able to just, hey, I'm going to wind up and fire. Zach Benson is making the jump.
They need it. They do need it. Tage Thompson, though, bringing him up, 43 goals this year so far. Don't think he hits 50.
No.
That would be...
you need a goal a game.
Yeah. But 45?
That's tough.
45 to 48?
45 to 48 is beautiful, but even like 48, I would still say, is asking of much. But you get a 45-goal season out of Tage for this... And it's like, man, you have Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson. How are we not building a successful roster by now?
Right.
And I think that has to do with I have zero confidence now in Luukkonen, but we don't need to talk about that again.
Yep, because talking about
I'd rather not for like the third week in a row talk about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and his struggles. I want to keep my mental health.
Yep, because talking about building a successful roster, the NFL draft is in just a few weeks. We are well and truly—
I'll give you a 7 out of 10 transition.
Thank you. We are well and truly into April. ESPN has a draft simulator.
Yes.
Which I did not know until this morning.
Oh, I found this baby. And no, this is now like PFF, you're dead to me. I have to pay for my trades? I don't think so.
Not a shot.
So now I'm bringing in a Sports Talk Saturday goodness moment here for you, as we're going to go ahead and hit us up a beautiful
mock draft simulator.
And we're going to hit ourselves a mock draft.
There we go. So I'm currently in one right now. Buffalo. I'm only going to round 4. Let's not pick like random.
Let's not get crazy here, but at the same time, yes. I think the point of these for me on Saturdays has been to try to educate people on who are the players that are going to be typically available for you hanging around.
Yep. Through the top 10 here, Cam Ward does go to the Titans at 1 overall. A new player has entered the reports for Cleveland at 2. There was a little bit of rumblings of Abdul Carter out of Penn State for a few weeks. Now, it appears to be Travis Hunter. That's where he goes here in this mock draft. He goes to the Browns at 2. The Giants take Abdul Carter at 3. The Patriots go and get Mason Graham. I do think they would be crushed if they don't get Hunter at 2. That seems to be what everyone's sort of building this to is, hey, we'd like this Stephon Diggs addition. if you get Travis Hunter to kind of be your number one and plus kind of have him play it as a cornerback as well, Mason Graham, though, not a bad player by any means. Of course, he's going to the top five here. And he was the Batman to Kenneth Grant's Robin on that Michigan State interior defense. Jaguars go Jalen Walker, edge rusher. Raiders go Shedeur Sanders. So his drop is not really far at all, which is interesting. If that would have happened in real life, Geno Smith, we now know, is a 3-year extension or 3 years total with the Raiders.
Yes, but those things can be moved around.
Right. And so maybe that is something where, hey, we really like Geno Smith being a clear mentor for Shedeur Sanders. Geno, arguably one of the most accurate passers in all of college football, Shedeur Sanders very much throws a catchable ball. You can really kind of mold him into what you want. The athleticism seems to be sort of the issue there. Ted McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona, goes to the Jets. Mykel Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia, goes to the Panthers. Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan, goes to the Saints. And then Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State, goes to the Bears. That is your top 10. No Ashton Jeanty just yet.
Yeah, so what are we looking at the big board here for Buffalo? If you're hitting it, hanging around 30, you have not traded up.
No.
So, when you run these sorts of things, though, the players that could be available for you, you know, players like a Kenneth Grant, Azariah Thomas, the corner out of Florida State, the safeties like Nick Amonwori out of South Carolina or Malachi Starks out of Georgia. Typically, one of them is hanging around there. Maxwell Hairston, corner out of Kentucky, is another one of those players that's very popular to be talking about right now. Something in the ESPN draft that I've seen very fascinating is James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee, typically is making a fall.
His seems to be more maturity issues. Those have been becoming the reports of not great, although his athletic abilities, his traits, will not be surprised at all to find out that is more a team at the bottom of the first round going, we want him just to get a little bit closer to us.
Yes.
That seems to be what it is, because there was, at least from what I've seen, no reports. There was nothing on it up until about a month ago.
And ready? Smokescreen season.
Yep.
A team trying to deliberately tank a stock so that they can go ahead and try to get it.
We know, in fact, that is the thing.
And that's where, now ready? Start familiarizing yourself with James Pierce if that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
If he does get to like 22, 23, a team like the Bills, that is a perfect opportunity to trade up for an edge rusher like James Pierce Jr. Other guys like Donovan Azaraku out of Boston College at edge is another great option here for you. So who do we got here on the Zach Jones mock draft on the big board?
All right, so following the next 10 picks, some of the notable ones, the 49ers take Jahdae Barron, the cornerback out of Texas. Two safeties have gone as well. The Falcons take Nick Amonwori at 15. Malachi Starks goes to the Bengals at 17.
Ouch.
And before that, the Cowboys do the most Cowboy move ever.
Oh, love it.
They take Ashton Jeanty.
Yes, of course.
Also, Omarion Hampton, the second running back off the board, goes to the Broncos at 20. So we're at 21 with the Steelers. I find this to be the spot where the Bills could trade up.
Yes.
I think this is where the actual idea of maybe
trading up begins. If the quarterbacks fall into a certain place in order for the Steelers, or if they don't, they are a viable candidate to move down.
Do we want to try to trade up with Pittsburgh, or do we want to let this play out a little bit more?
I'd say let the next two picks happen.
Okay. All right. So the Steelers do go exactly where I think they're going to go.
They took Jackson Dart.
Absolutely.
So that's perfect, because now you're thinking, all right, that's a player that your board was not even close to thinking about is gone.
I think another player the Bills were not thinking about, the Chargers at 22, Emeka Buka, the wide receiver out of Ohio State. I do not think wide receiver is an early need for the Bills at all.
And
I'm looking more at late second round, or if you trade into the third round there.
If you need a corner, the Packers were the team that you got to at least talk to or vault.
All right, so let's see if we can make a trade with the Packers. Obviously, we'll
be trading
them.
That's the point of using this now on ESPNs, is you can do your trades for free.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to see if we can do this here. The Bills do have 2 fourth-round picks, 109 and 132. I'm going to see. There we go. 30 and 109 for pick 23.
I do like having that early fourth, so I'd try to be giving 132 instead.
All right, let's see if like 132 works. 132 does not work.
Well, then throw in one of those 4 fifth-rounders or 3 fifth-rounders that they have.
I'm throwing in the lowest fifth-rounder.
177, or was that 173?
173. 177's in the sixth round. Okay. 173 did not get it done. 170 does not get it done.
169
does get it done.
All right, do it.
All right, so Bills will be moving up to pick 23 in exchange for pick 30, 132 in the fourth round, and then 169 in the fifth round.
Which
so
then allows
now
that,
up.
So the Bills aren't making 10 selections. We all knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the exercise to make sure that that's what happens.
So who we've got on the big board, as you mentioned, James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee. You also have Jahd Campbell, the linebacker out of Alabama. Not really going to be there as well.
I'd be looking more at positions that mm-hmm. we'd want. I don't look at the big board necessarily at like the best player available at this point, because best player available is probably going to be something that they need anyway.
Right. So, player I know you're a big fan of, Shamar Stewart out of A&M.
Yes.
Mike Green, the Marshall edge rusher, someone I'm a big fan of. I do not think he's going to be
there. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there either.
He is an explosive athlete that got a lot of sacks at Marshall, showed out at the Senior Bowl and the Combine. I don't imagine he's going to be there. Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle out of Oregon. I do know One Bills Live host Chris Brown is a massive fan of his.
Harmon on the scouting report, they seem to think that he's been fit for more of a three-tech role, which kind of like dissuades me from taking Harmon, but I know that he's going to be a good player in his own right at that point.
Yep. Now, I do wonder, because of how deep the defensive tackle class is, do you go to the cornerbacks? We already have Jahdae Barron and Will Johnson, and if you want to count them, Travis Hunter, gone. That's where you're getting in Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky. How do you say the Florida State
player? Azare Thomas.
Azare Thomas. Trey Amos. I know Benjamin Morrison and Siobhan Revelle are two guys as well.
Those are like later second round type guys.
So what are you thinking? Where are we going?
Well, if you wanted a corner, you make that move, because Green Bay is absolutely a team that is threatening to take a corner.
Mm-hmm. The highest one on the big board is Maxwell Hairston.
And I would probably say Hairston. Let's go ahead and make Hairston the pick. We've got a lot to get to here.
I think I just got kicked out of the mock draft. I got kicked out of the mock draft.
I love that the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, yeah, happened there from the track. Right,
I'm going to try to do this again. All right, so Maxwell Hairston, he's a guy, good tackler, seems to be a very good athlete. I think this is where the Bills would have to go anyways.
Yes, if they want to get a corner and solidify having the opportunity to, moving up for a player like that is absolutely an option. Or if you want one of those pass rushers and you know you need to take an opportunity to move up, that is where you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I don't see the Bills trading up for defensive tackle. I just don't. There's too much depth in the class. There's too many guys they can go get in one of their second round picks. As we've mentioned, we haven't even traded those guys yet. They're still very much available. So it kind of feels like if you're going to trade up, you're
probably doing it for an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Because you could trade down into the second round.
Oh, so you think an edge rusher then?
Yeah. For me, it's got to be edge rusher if you're moving up. Corner is deep, and you can probably fall back into the second round, which I know everyone would be driven insane about it to do it for a second year in a row. But if you want a corner and you want to try to add more value and in particular try to get that third round pick or ammunition to move into the third round, That's the right move.
All right, so there were a little bit of differences here in this rerun that we're doing. Guys like Nick Emmanuel are available. James Pierce is available. Mike Green, of course. Maxwell Harrison. So, all right, where do you want to go with this pick? Are you thinking James Pierce?
I'm thinking James Pierce at that point.
Okay.
Or if Mike Green is sitting there, you do it. But you said that he just went, and that's perfectly fine and normal.
It's loading.
Yep. That's the one thing, is that this, when you make the pick, it takes time to load, but it's perfectly fine.
Where are we sitting on that Thursday night? If it's a guy like Mike Green or James Pierce,
if they trade up for an edge rusher, I'm ecstatic, because they got Joey Bosa, but that's a 1 year deal,
right? And there's the injury fears with them. Yeah, that you won't necessarily even have them for a full year.
But also, it would help you set up for the long term on the position.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please sign me up for that. Give me an opportunity to have a player like that for my long term, and I'm very happy.
Okay, so we're at pick 44. It's the Cowboys. We have had two cornerbacks go here to start round two. The Eagles took Maxwell Harrison to end round one. Benjamin Morrison then went to the Patriots at 38. Siobhan Revelle just went to the 49ers at 43. Is this a spot where you want to try to trade up in the second round, or are you kind of just holding pat, we're going to just pick in the second round here?
I would still just say pick in the second round. There's going to be a lot of options still.
Okay. Jalen Knoll going to the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
There you go. Are you on slow?
I am on slow.
That's probably why.
All right, okay. So we have options here. Trey Amos.
Trey Amos, perfect.
The cornerback out of Ole Miss. He is somebody, I don't know if people would love taking him in the first round, But if he's there in the second round, I think for many people that would be the easy get it done.
Yes, go get it done.
Now, in terms of our next pick, I think the answer is probably pretty easy here in terms of what you need and where the board has fallen for you. Defensive tackle TJ Sanders out of South Carolina, or staying with defensive tackle Joshua Farmer out of Florida State. I think either one of those two would be a really good get for you in the second round.
I think Farmer's a good get there, especially with the depth at defensive tackle. As you were saying, do we do that here? And it's like, no, absolutely not. That's why. But I think Amos, for positional value, is probably the better idea here. Because your next pick is very close by. I'd imagine you can get Farmer heading around. Amos, I don't think stays.
Yeah, so that's where it's like, well, wait. You'll wait on Farmer. Or as it was, TJ Sanders was there too. So you had two options there if you want to go. I think Farmer, though, has a pre-draft visit with the Bills, if I remember correctly. So that makes sense there. Now it becomes interesting. Do you trade into the third round? And for what position? You have edge, corner, and defensive tackle. Safety is arguably a need. You, depending on who you ask, wide receiver's a need. Or do you just kind of hold on and go, we'll just pick in the fourth round? That doesn't appear to be what the team does. They don't make fourth round selections often.
They don't.
It's the third round that they do.
And the third round pick is typically what you want to try to get yourself back into.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're at the Cowboys 76. Had a few guys taken already. No real run on wide receivers at this point yet. Let's look at the big board. Let's see who's available. In terms of safeties, I know a guy you're a big fan of. Jalen Reed out of Penn State.
Yep. No, Kevin Winston's the guy that
Kevin
I
Winston.
Want out of Penn State.
All right, so now I'm kind of wondering about safety.
At safety, at that point, I'm pretty sure you're just letting it ride at this point for a little bit.
Now, wide receiver, much more interesting.
There's a lot of options.
Jack
typically.
Beck, Jalen Royals, Isaiah Bond.
Go ahead, do it.
Let's make a trade with Dallas, so it'll be...
Oh, I thought you were going to take your Texas wide receiver.
Oh, I haven't traded up yet. We're in the third round. We're not there yet.
Okay.
All right. So pick 76. And then what do we got here? We got 109, 170, 173, 177, and 206. I think 109, your best fourth round pick.
Yes.
And then do you want to go 173? Oh, well, they're not even going to take that.
Yeah, it might be tough.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah. It gets a little fascinating.
Do you go 170 quick? In the fourth round, and then next year's, man, they don't want to trade up at all.
Go find a different team then.
Wow.
Jerry's getting in your way.
I could give you the rest of my draft, and Dallas is like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I won't do that.
Jerry, stop. But the Bills do have a lot to jump through to get into the third round if they don't trade down.
Well, especially because your next pick is a while away.
Yes.
All right, we're at pick 81 so with Bengals.
I would suspect the Bills are going to trade down with one of their second-round picks at this point this year.
You think so?
Yes. Because then you can at least get the value needed to move around in the third round.
Making me really wonder about trading into the third round. I mean, now a lot of these guys have been taken as well. Jalen Royals goes to the Broncos. Isaiah Bond goes to the Seahawks. The Seahawks take two receivers in this draft. Jack Beck goes to the Cardinals.
Well, it makes sense. You traded DK.
Yeah, yeah. But this is now – it sort of is feeling like you just wait till the fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was really no one necessarily you needed to trade up for. I think what they would want to go in the third round is who is the last guy we had like a second-round pick on or right. second-round grade on and try to go get him.
And try to go get him and see. It's more of a reactionary thing.
Fourth round. Oh. Top player. Cam Scadabo. Do they do it?
Which would be an interesting storyline heading into day three for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be looking at it. Cam Scadabo was probably your biggest name yep. recognition.
I'll go with, to finish this out here, Jalen Reed, the safety out of Penn State. Not the one they necessarily wanted, but the highest rated safety on this big board.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a positional need there. I don't think wide receivers just up there, especially with what this draft class is. They don't necessarily need to go there. They can wait it out. I liked the idea of Jalen Royals or an Isaiah Bond, who they have brought in on a pre-draft visit. But if ultimately no one's willing to trade with you, there's no reason to force it either. I mean, I'd be having to give away most of this draft and then like a pick next year, and there's just no reason for that.
It's tough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The music, I think, is the most important part of Mock Draft Simulator.
I'm so curious if a guy like James Pierce falls. I really am curious if he falls. Because he's an athletic specimen you kind of want to have there.
Yeah. There's a lot to this draft and a bevy of directions and options that they can go in.
By the way, I like this here too. So ESPN does this thing afterwards.
Yeah, it shows you the chance available at the pick and the chance available if they were not taken.
Real quick, before we take our next time out, I do want to run through that. So Pierce, bringing that up here. Chance available at the pick, 23. We had to trade up there. 96%. Chance after the pick, 3.
Yeah, it's you go up and get them.
Trey Amos, you brought this up with him. Chance available at the pick, 20%.
Right.
A little surprised he's there. Available at the next pick, 11%. Yep. Likely whoever's there
chances
is going
dip.
To take him. Yep.
It's more or less you go get the guy.
Yeah.
I think that's what the percentages kind of encourage you to do with that.
And then Joshua Farmer, also you mentioned there, you could probably get him on the go around. Exactly what it was. Chance available at the pick, 67%. Chance available at the next pick, 6%. And then for Jalen Reed, we're getting to later stages
here. So like those percentages can fluctuate as they would.
No percentage at the next pick, 58 at the pick.
And that is your latest Mock Draft Simulator.
Who are your favorite targets for this upcoming draft? We are in the dying days of draft preparation as we are just a little over 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And if you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. This is WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.